Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And we've got booze in front of us.
Yeah, we do.
Yay, booze.
Because it's kind of our thing.
Well, the first thing is we have refilled our stock of Kahlua. For the moment.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
Is this empty?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, why is it here then?
Because you yell at me when I clean up your house.
Because I emptied it while sitting here and did not get up to do anything about it because I was sitting here.
So
that's pretty much what happened.
Works for me.
I chose Vandermill Totally Roasted. This is apparently an apple cider with sugar, cinnamon, pecans.
The melody of cinnamon. What did you just say?
Pecans. You know, like pecans pie.
No. No!
The melody of cinnamon, pecan, and vanilla will dance on your palate. This is an eye-opening example of what cider can be. We hope you love it as much as we do.
We're about to find out. Oh, that is moderately alcoholic.
Oh, all right. Excellent.
Oh.
6.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No. All right, I'm drinking this shit.
I'm all for it.
Huh.
I find it acceptable. I got a little tin at the end.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit of tin.
I didn't get that at all. I like this.
I'm all right. I'm glad that we have three more cans of it. I'm going to start putting Fireball into it, probably.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a
Well, idea. I mean, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Man,
I've tried
nothing.
I've taken a schluck out of my can. Make it happen.
Garçon.
Garçon means boy.
Let's dive right into this. Let's dive right into this. And speaking of diving right into things, the Polar Plunge was this.
Yeah, it was.
Holy fuck, it was.
Jesus Christ, that was a cold one.
That was, yep.
This may have been second worst, only to that time we had to run into the lake.
Oh, God.
Which I contend is the fucking worst.
That was awful.
Yeah.
No, this one was bitter cold.
Yeah.
I think it was, what did it feels like temperature was like, -2?
-5,
yeah. It was cold and it was windy and it was,
yeah, that wind just cut right
through
me.
I don't know if they just, if the heaters weren't working, or if we had just, because this may have been one of our earliest jumps. Every year we try to jump as early as possible, but just based on the number of people that register, it's kind of first come, first serve as far as pre-reg goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time we've always registered, it's been noon, you know,
1 o'clock.
This time I registered like right away as soon as pre-registration opened.
Thank you.
So I got like one of the earliest. We were probably.
Yeah, I think we were like fifth or sixth in line.
Not quite that early, but we were definitely in the top 30.
And not including like the corporate sponsors.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Of the independents.
But still, we were in the water like 15 minutes after the event started.
Well, because the local fire department was, I want to say, like 4 ahead of us.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was, these are all unimportant details. The important thing is we went really, really early. So I'm wondering if the heaters just hadn't had time to heat it up yet.
Oh.
Well, also, it's been even like 10 degrees warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Those heaters had so much to fight through.
Either way, usually when you get out of that water, you hit the tunnel and it's like, you know when you walk into like a Target store or something from outside in the winter when that wall of heat hits you?
Yeah.
Like it usually feels like that. You get to the tunnel, you hit that warm air, you're like, oh, thank goodness, now I can, you know, feel my extremities again before I have to go dry off and change. This wasn't there.
No.
It was you got out of the frozen lake and you went into the tunnel and it went up like 2 degrees.
It felt like 2 degrees. I'm guaranteeing that it was, but
certainly, but but it just,
the ice
it was,
in my shoes started to melt.
Yeah, it was pretty bitter.
Yeah,
because you didn't have that nice warming house.
Yeah.
It was just kind of a slightly less cold house.
Yeah,
and so by the time I got like dried off and changed, I literally could not feel my toes. They were just gone.
My legs were burning. Yeah. And also, yeah, Eric Thompson. Curse the French. He, after he had dried himself off with his towel and that kind of stuff, we were both like, oh, fuck, the ground is so cold. It's so fucking cold. Even with, like, the warm mats and stuff that they had. And then he threw his towel down on the ground and stood on it. And I was like, you smart motherfucker. Like, it was so smart.
Yeah.
Because he was totally dry, and it was, But,
It was pretty bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Between getting out of the water and when we got into the warming tunnel to go to the changing rooms, ice formed in my shoes.
Yeah. It was pretty fucking cold. Wow. Is what we're saying.
It was.
But we did it.
Brutal, yes.
We did it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Eric Thompson, curse the French, this was his first time doing it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Garrick was supposed to go with us as well, but he had a fever of 101 that morning.
Yeah.
So we were like, no, you don't. No.
No. Just no.
But he still raised the money, and he was still game to do it, so we still count him. And he, because he was part of that wave that joined the group as part of a Die Laughing, or I'm sorry, Give to the Max challenge, he has already said that he is going to make that up in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
So,
and we know that Liz, is it Sapo?
She Capich? Already did a...
Yeah.
Yeah, Capich. She already
Capich, jumped. Is that? Capuch?
I was because it's spelled Capoch, but
she already did a snow swim.
Yeah, I was going to say she knew that she wasn't going to be here for this, but she definitely wanted to do something, so she dove off of a tiny ladder into the snow. And
it was adorable.
Around. It was
pretty adorable.
It looked pretty cold. what we're saying is we put our bodies on the line for a very like I said, this is of all of the ones I've done, and I've done a fair number at this point.
Yeah.
this was one of the worst.
Yes.
But. I think our team, this was our best year. Our team did over $750.
Which is amazing.
Towards the Special Olympics of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Every penny of which went directly to Special Olympics. We didn't see a dime of that. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who donated.
Yes.
You guys rocked.
Gratuitous thanks.
We are the ones who did the stupid thing, but you are the guys who rocked and gave the money to a very good cause. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What else happened?
I saw a show that I want to pimp.
Actually, I do want to say one more thing about that.
Go ahead.
So I work with an international team, and I have one of my teams is I have one guy from Minnesota, I have two people from Ireland, and I have one person from the Philippines, and they're very interested in Minnesota stories.
Oh shit.
So they're like, so how was your weekend? Did you guys get any more snow? And I'm like, no, but guess what happened? And I'm trying to explain this to them. And the one lady from Ireland was like, I don't understand. Why? Why?
Like, that's just, why.
Why? And then the guy from the Philippines, I had to explain to him what a frozen lake was.
Yeah.
Because he was like, well, but if it's frozen, what do you jump into? And I was like, no, you cut through the ice to get to the water underneath. He's like, there's water underneath? I'm like, yeah. So you cut through the ice to get to the water underneath. And he's like, well, but then why doesn't all of the rest of the ice break? And I'm like, well, because it's several feet thick. And he's like, what? Yeah. Like, I'm trying to explain to this poor guy when I don't know that he's ever seen snow before. Yeah. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, so. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy here in Minnesota, but, like, yeah, Ireland was like, why? But why? I don't understand.
No.
And then, yeah, the Philippines just. I couldn't even conceptually wrap their head around a frozen lake. So there you go.
Delightful.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Yes, very much so.
Friend of the podcast and fellow hockey fan Steve Gavanda was talking to his coworkers in Costa Rica, and they wanted to confirm something with him. They were like, okay, so some people were telling us about this thing that happens in Minnesota, but we think they're putting us on. Do people ice fish? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, for fish, yes.
Yep.
But they're not frozen? No, the fish are still alive. No. And then one of the guys goes, I told you. Plus, it can't happen. Because, like, how do they keep the boat? And Steve was like, hold on, no, it's not a boat, it's a tiny house. And he's realizing how fucking ludicrous this sounds. Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. It is a real thing. Oh. And, like, he had to dig out childhood photos and send them. Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of the scene in The King and I where, like, the kids don't believe that snow exists.
Right.
And they... Sure. That's just... Whatever I hear about conversations like this, that's what I picture is just that... No.
A guest from California visited me in an apartment that had a bunch of plugins out in the parking lot. And she was like, that's so progressive. Are electric cars really that popular up here? And I was like...
No, that's for glow plugs.
No. Oh, my very literally sweet summer child. No. No. Yeah. So, there's that. All right. Mm.
Delightful.
But the show that I wanted to pimp is I Hate Hamlet.
Oh, yeah?
It's being put on at Bethel.
Okay.
The casting for it was absolutely fucking amazing. These people, these college students are unbelievably talented. The fight that they have is good and very entertaining. And I was thanked when I left the theater for laughing so hard.
I was about to say, I know what that thank you was.
So part of that is it's a very well-written and very well-acted play. And, like, there are moments, little gestures, somebody leaving the room and doing some kind of a thing with their head or whatever, and you're like, fuck, oh, shit. But then the other thing about it is this play is loaded with in-jokes for actors.
Nice.
And people who hang out in theater and people who have been part of, like, drama club and that kind of shit. If you have had almost anything to do with any show, this play is going to entertain you. Because it's just, like, wrapped in itself. It's just... bacon in hilarious extra bacon.
I like bacon.
And tickets are like, I want to say $11 or $12.
$11 adult, $9 for senior, and group of 10 or more.
Yeah.
$6 well student, free for Bethel CAS students.
And the set design and...
I looked it up.
All of the other stuff, it's wonderful. But I have to say, the best part for me were the actors. They were all absolutely fucking phenomenal. In everything that they were doing. I can't describe it without ruining it, and it's running for, I believe, one more weekend, if you want to give the event dates
looks
and times.
Looks like after today, it'll be the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So
you have 3 days. Bethel
to get
is
on that.
Not super far away for most people. It's adjacent to the Twin Cities, and like I said,
it's right where 494 and 694 meet.
I believe.
Yeah,
I believe
up
so.
Up in that area, or 35 and 694, somewhere in that. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
up north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North. Not northern suburb.
Yeah.
Northern ring.
It's just north of St. Paul.
All right.
I fucking wholeheartedly recommend it. It is.
I will link that on the show notes.
Phenomenal.
As well.
Yeah.
Do you have anything, Jenna?
No, I videotaped some assholes jumping into a lake.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way.
I
was...
although I couldn't figure it out at first. I'm like... That was So, if you go to the Fearless page on the Facebooks, there is a video of everybody jumping into the lake. But the first thing you see is my face. Because there was a bunch of glare, so I couldn't see exactly which way the phone was pointing. And like, so I hit the record, and suddenly I see like this blur of red, and I'm like, oh, I think I know what's happening. That's not what I want at all. Like,
yeah,
that is the other thing that people who have never been in a snow encapsulated place before.
Oh yeah.
My brother used to live in North Carolina, and while he was living in North Carolina, they got snow.
Okay.
And my brother became a local like expert.
Because
he was listening to the radio, and they were talking about, you know, tips for dealing with the snow.
Oh,
and
shit.
So he called in. He called in, was like, you know, hey, you know, I'm from South Dakota. We get 4 feet of snow every winter. Like, these are, you know, here's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
And a little bit later, somebody called in, was like, can I talk to that guy from South Dakota? Because I have some questions. And my That's brother awesome. Is still listening to the radio. He's like, okay, so he called in again.
Yeah.
And suddenly he became the on-air expert. He just like, it That's suddenly so became a calling great. Show with him. It was like, ask the South Dakota snow expert per thing.
That's
but,
delightful.
But one of the things he said was, wear your sunglasses.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, no.
Right.
This is not the beach in summer. It's snow. Why are you wearing sunglasses? Sunglasses is for when it's sunny out.
Right.
You know, like, and he was like, no. And so, like, the radio guy actually had to, during a music break, he actually went outside and put on his sunglasses, and he came back and he was like, you guys.
Turns out he knows what he's talking about.
That guy was absolutely right.
Oh, fuck.
Because you get the glare off the snow and stuff like yeah. Holy God. Yep.
That's hilarious.
Why those sunglasses are called polarized.
Yeah. It's, oh, God damn it.
Get out. Get the fuck out. All leave right, leave the booth.
Usually I'm inclined to say, but that one actually tickled me a little bit.
I'm the only person with taste left.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true.
And I'm a smoker, so. What?
I would definitely say go see another play. It's my wife's co-directing the high school play for Edison High School.
Awesome.
I don't have any of the details on that, though, anywhere. So
they'll be in the notes.
Yeah, if I can find it. I don't know if her school actually has, like, a website or anything like that.
Yeah, you'll type it into the notes.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Will it go into the notes?
I love volunteering him for shit.
I know, it's true. Right?
They are doing Tartuffe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which
is fucking fantastic. And
who doesn't like a little bit of Molière?
You're a Molière.
True.
Molly. Which one? Yeah.
Molé. Yep.
This is also as football is to Texas, hockey is to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the week of the state high school boys hockey tournament.
Oh,
so
shit.
That is what my TV is going to be tuned to
for the
next few days.
Yeah.
Which is perfect because I just got Netflix up to date with the Arrowverse.
Okay.
That means up to the
end. Took me a solid
That's
fucking
okay.
minute.
That was
okay.
I was making up words as I went, basically.
Yeah.
Basically everything up to the end of last season is what I'm up to date with. So I was like, perfect. Like, as of today, I'm caught up. So I'm like, excellent. Yes. Tomorrow when the tournament starts, I won't feel guilty. I wouldn't have
for not streaming up. Okay, all right.
Dare you?
All right. That's all fucking
right. All I got.
I just started watching Big Mouth.
Just started?
Just started.
Oh.
It is.
James.
I don't even know what this is.
It is. I did not think I was going to like it.
Holy fuck.
I honestly looked at it and I went, I'm going to hate this. But yeah. Everybody says it's great, so I'm going to give it a shot. And fuck me, is it good. It is so good. It is, Jenna.
It's about purity.
It's about purity. Okay. And it is so well done and so funny. And it really, really, like, to an uncomfortably accurate level, encapsulates what it's like.
Yep.
Being a 10-year-old kid going through puberty.
I don't know that I want that.
It's, you might not.
It's pretty good.
It's real spot on.
It All right. is uncomfortably accurate yes. at times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. All right, highly recommended. 2 out of 3 AONers. Apropostors recommend Big Mouth.
Uh-huh.
I can't argue that.
Aside from filming a bunch of jerkwads jumping into a lake.
Die laughing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just it. Like, that's all I've been doing with my time.
Fucking elbow deep and planning all my shit for it.
Oh.
I know. Aww. It's so rough.
Your life
idea.
Is hard.
Yeah. On top of that, I'm a white guy. And it's just...
Oh, you poor thing.
The burden
of
that is...
Are you a white guy in the tech industry, even?
I know.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me more about how hard your life is.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate you helping me with that joke, actually. Okay. I did need your help with that joke.
Yes, you did.
Because as a white guy, he couldn't do it on his own.
No. No, that wasn't happening.
Accurate.
I think I got home on Sunday at about 3 o'clock from like grocery shopping and everything, and I was working on Die Laughing stuff until 9.
Fuck.
And I wasn't done with everything. That's just when I was like, nope, fuck it. I think I took a little bit of a break in there to work on some. Fearless assistant artistic director stuff. And then this week, we had our company meeting this evening. And then tomorrow I have a production meeting for the Fearless Fringe show. And then Thursday I have the postmortem for Fearless 5. And then Saturday I have a meeting for Die Laughing.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like, this is just what I do now.
Yeah.
Like, when you guys are like, have you been up to anything? I'm like, yes, but nothing anyone cares about.
I mean, I care.
You care about the results. You don't care about me going through spreadsheets.
I mean, I care. I'm just happy I don't have to do it myself.
Because
I have my own spreadsheets to go through.
That's fair.
I also have your spreadsheets to go through. And yours. Fuck.
Yeah. Sucker.
Legit.
No,
I've
got
of the three suckers here.
Yeah.
Although Salsa's wearing like 18 hats this year, so.
Yeah.
Sucker.
I've got website updates and stage tech stuff to do and video editing stuff to do. And that doesn't even include my actual performance stuff. So.
Speaking of which, you need to hand off that computer.
Yes, no,
Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Bring it Saturday to the meeting.
So, yeah.
We're talking shop on the podcast.
This is the point in time.
Yeah.
The next few episodes are going to be more and more so.
Oh,
dear listeners,
God.
Laughing. And we
are both sorry and entirely not sorry.
That.
Yep. All of the above.
Yep.
But then again, if you've been listening for a few years, this is the way
you
it
know.
Is every year.
You understand. We're just ramping up to fest season.
Okay, so you guys all have a little bit of an idea of what's coming up for Die Laughing, right? You've all seen the schedule.
Yeah.
What is the one thing you are super excited for? Just from the first glance. Like, I know you guys haven't dived into it, but as you were, like, glancing through stuff, you're like, oh, this thing, awesome. Yeah, right.
Something that we're involved in or something that...
Preferably not involved in.
Okay. Because there's a lot of shit that I'm super fucking pumped about, so...
I honestly haven't looked at names at all. I've looked at, like...
You've looked at whether or not they need a mic and where to put it, but you haven't looked at who the fuck needs it.
I really haven't looked at the actual like show title at all. It's just like, okay, my 3:30 time slot needs two microphones. That's what I've been looking at.
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, the titles have just been kind of a blur as I walk past them.
I've got two things.
All right, well, you can take Salsa's then. Go ahead.
I feel like he should buy me dinner first. the thing that caught my eye first was the Fearless Fledglings.
Yes.
Doing their variety show.
Oh, my God.
And
I can't even. I'm so excited for that.
I have seen that so much work is going into this.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I am hearing, like overhearing about the stuff that they're planning is making me deeply excited to see this.
For listeners, the Fearless Fledglings are everybody that had joined Fearless last year. For Give to the Max Day last year, they said if they raised X amount of dollars, they would do a show. If they raised X amount more, they would do, you know, this and that show and that and that show. So they just raised a whole bunch of money Give to the Max.
They outclassed all of us.
They really did. Well, there's like 15 of them or something. Well, like, they just attacked en masse. Mm-hmm. Like, just pure numbers alone. Yeah. But yeah, so they've got an hour and a half show at Die Laughing where they're doing sketch and music and stand-up and improv and fucking everything. I know some of what they're doing, and it's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been deeply impressed with what I've overheard so far.
Yeah. I got a message the other day that was like, Jenna, your daughter's wonderful. And I'm like, yeah, I know. What'd she do this time?
Did you ask if that person was in the bathroom?
What?
It's word around the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah. Urinal.
Yes,
it's
him.
Urinal is what's stuck in my head.
Ah, oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
You told the story. So anyway, I was like, oh, what'd she do this time? She's doing so much for this Fearless Fledgling stuff, and she's just stepping up and taking charge and doing all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I wonder where she learned that from.
Well, legit.
But yeah. So Fearless Fledglings, which I too am super excited about. Yeah. What else?
And then Kayla Soda Beer is doing her own stand-up and music set.
Nice. Yep.
As a like a big separate show all on its own. And I love it when people whose comedy I fucking get and who get me do these things.
Yeah.
But my first exposure to her comedy was in during Die Laughing 2 years ago.
Yep.
During Lab. During Lab, when she just fucking rocked all of our socks cleanly off with musical comedy.
Not my socks. They're not that clean.
Oh.
Sorry. Gross.
It was anyway. That funny. It cleaned them.
Yeah. It was pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I remember I went up to her after the show and I was like, please tell me that you will do more. Because you were amazing. You are amazing. I want there to be more. And so seeing her join Fearless, seeing her do more labs, and now seeing her do her own stand-up show is gratifying for that, but also like I'm so fucking pumped to see this.
Yes.
Because she is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she is.
She is the highest caliber of performer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
she's fantastic.
Taking a look at the list, there's a lot of stuff that I'm happy, a lot of repeat stuff.
Yeah.
Lyritix, super happy about that.
Yeah.
His Poor, super happy about that. Josh Knight, super happy about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
This, what is this? Apropos of nothing. I don't know.
Sounds dumb.
Sounds dumb. But the one that is a new thing that I'm kind of really looking forward to is something called G Love's Live Action Music Videos.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Which sounds similar to like a epic lip sync battle, except instead of it being lip syncing, they're just recreating music videos.
Yeah, that's basically my understanding.
They're kind of what's the word? Rocky Horroring it a little bit.
Yeah,
and I love it every minute of that. Mm-hmm. Idea.
Yeah, I'm not entirely certain what to expect. That's your guess there is about the same as mine, and I'm mm-hmm. super excited to see it.
Having seen the introductory thing with him, Megan Slauson and Michaeli Shaughnessy, I want to say.
Oh sure, yeah.
The three of them doing Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer was in equal parts funny
and terrifying
and just fucking astounding.
Oh,
nice.
I am genuinely looking forward to whatever it is that is.
Yeah.
So,
Jenna?
I'm biased. I'm not going to lie.
Hell you say.
I know. but my daughter is doing solo improv.
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Table for One with Alex Lover. And the premise is that my daughter plays Alex Lover, uh-huh. and Alex is on a date. Uh-huh. And it's not with the audience, but the audience sometimes provides information that the date is giving her, is my understanding of it. Uh-huh. And I am so excited to, number one, this concept is incredible to me. Like, just so excited for this concept. But also, I'm mama proud. I'm not going to lie. I'm just
legit.
You're going to do what now? Mm-hmm. Like, and for me, like, improv is like, oh, God. She's just good at improv because she's phenomenal. As stated earlier, my daughter's pretty fucking wonderful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just something of this caliber, like solo improv, is possibly the scariest thing I can think of.
It's incredibly scary.
Yeah, and she's just like, "Yep, I'm gonna do this thing," and I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So I'm really excited to see that. Number one for the premise. Number two because my daughter's awesome, and mama pride. And that, yeah, I was going to say Fearless Fledglings, too. Like, just, And, yeah, we do have a lot of repeats coming back this year that I am just so excited for. But, yeah, I said pick one, mm-hmm. and that's my one.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's my one.
Yeah. Fair. When she was telling me about this concept, one, she was super excited about it. And, sold the absolute fuck out of this concept. And two, this sounds hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm incredibly creative and different. Like, this is, for me, I feel like I'm watching the advent of Lounge Lizzie all over again.
Oh.
So
there's always one that just comes out of nowhere and is amazing.
And then becomes a thing that becomes a regular or becomes its own show or
a legend.
Like, and that is the thing I love about doing Die Laughing is there's so many shows or concepts or teams or whatever that get born out of Die Laughing, just having a place that's available for them to try a half an hour. Like, we have Lab, and I love Lab for that as well. But 10 to 15 minutes, like,
which
as opposed
generous,
to
but still.
An hour.
Yeah.
That's... There are different types of things that you can work on and try in those time frames.
Yeah.
And Die Laughing is a great place to, you know, you've had this show idea for a while. You want to, you've tweaked, you've whatever, you've come up with this, and you just want to see what it does in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are amazing, and they keep going, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And super happy. The end.
Cool.
Also, I appreciate, like, everybody that volunteers their time to do this, the other end.
Super. Fucking super also bad. That.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Should we take a break?
I think we can do that.
Yeah, we can
we'll
do that.
We'll be back after these messages from no one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Dumb.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Fuck, yes. I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
All right.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jenna could clearly use a pick-me-up.
Oh, fucking yes.
Because she's been die-laughing-ing all over the die-laughing. And her die-laughing is going to be die-laughing for the next die-laughing.
Yes.
So...
this is all accurate.
I die-laughing... that Die Laughing needs Die Laughing True Stone Coffee.
Yes.
True Stone Coffee Die Laughing?
No, TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Oh!
TrueStoneCoffee.com?
James, you're just Die Laughing now.
I don't even know what it means. But I agree with
that. But the important thing is Die Laughing Coffee is... freshly roasted coffee that is delivered right to your door, and it is delicious, and it is not going to break the bank, and it is going to be amazing because it's fresh roasted coffee that is roasted basically just for you.
What
it
if I
might
want
as well be just for you. Your name is
already reasonable prices to be perhaps even more reasonable.
Then you're super needy.
Also
agreed
that. But James, if you really die laughing, then you can use the promo code
apropos.
But it die laughing apropos.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, what we're saying is in the next coming weeks until die laughing and probably immediately after day back at work, we're going to be heavily relying on True Stone Coffee.
Oh yeah.
Fresh roasts, cool beans.
Delicious
coffee. Delicious coffee.
Yeah.
Perfectly roasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout outs?
I was just about to say that neatly segues into shout outs. Yes.
That, we haven't done that in a while.
It's been a while. We haven't had a sweet seg in a long time.
Oh, good.
Our segs have been not sweet. They have been quite unsweet recently.
Unsweetened Segs is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. That's really good.
Wow.
James, do you have one?
I do. I do, actually. I would like to give a shout out to all of the fencing booth boothies, again, new and old, but especially Mav. Thank you to Mav for our most recent Fast Five, and also for putting up with our shenanigans. And also, like, my introduction to you folks happened weirdly as a booth adjacent event, and that came from the love and patience of Mav and Ro and my friends at the booth. So thank you. I am at Die Laughing this year because of them, functionally. So,
they're who I get to blame.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Others?
I've already said mine, but I'm going to say it again. Everybody who donated to Minnesota Polar Plunge and the Special Olympics of Minnesota, everybody who donated money, everybody who donated time, everybody who donated their skin to jump in the lake,
Oof, yeah.
Everybody involved in the project at all in any way, shape, or form, whether mm-hmm. it be from the organizer to the, you know, person who chipped in a dollar and everybody in between. You guys all did a really fantastic thing raising money towards a really good goal. A good cause, and I want to say thank you. My shout out is to all of you.
Aww.
How about you, Jenna?
My shout out is to just all of the effort that goes behind Die Laughing. Like, we had our company meeting tonight, and I'm going through, and I've got this checklist of, like, let's see, we went through letter M. That's how many letters? As far as, like, A through M, is that what, 12, like, 13?
I think it's, like, 14?
I don't know. But we had M number of letters of items on the list of things we needed to discuss for Die Laughing. And those are just different areas of Die Laughing.
Mm-hmm.
From live streaming to hosting to hospitality to volunteers, coordination. There's so many different things. And I just, looking at that list tonight, I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's so many people that are just involved in the staff of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was double checking because we do have our volunteer form up. Hint, 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 uh-huh. Hint, hint, hint. I can't finish mine.
Oh, you want me to?
Yes. Okay. I actually made eye contact with you when I gave it to you. I'm like, clearly why is Salsa looking around weirdly? But I was looking at it, and we had over 100 volunteers last year.
Yeah.
And we're going to need that number again.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually counted up hours in forever, but just volunteer time slots that need to be filled over the course of the weekend, a 50-hour weekend, is like 350 to 400 hours.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours. And nobody gets paid for that time. The staff mm-hmm. doesn't get paid for mm-hmm. that time. It is all volunteer done. Mm-hmm. And that just blows my fucking mind. And I'm so appreciative of all of these people contributing this time to make this thing go. So that people have a place to play and grow. And also we raise money. And because of it, we get things like Lounge Lizzie. And
yeah.
I think the first Double Blind was at Die Laughing. And... Hmm. Like, there are so many things that just started with Die Laughing, and that would not be possible. We would mm-hmm. not have some of these quality shows if it wasn't for the volunteers behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both those volunteers during mm-hmm. the event and the staff that's coordinating it. So, this one just might be mine for the next month,
yeah.
But I can't even. I get floored every time we do this thing and mm-hmm. the number of people behind it and all of the volunteering. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a fucking astounding and wonderful show.
And every year I just have more and more departments, James.
But I mean, every year it gets bigger and better.
Yeah.
And we figure it out a little bit more. And
I realize I can't do five positions at once. So then I start farming those out.
Are we not doing phrasing?
Oh, no, I can do five of those positions.
Yeah, exactly. She had every date like that.
Every date.
She had five dates like that. Once.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
Good.
Okay. Yep. That was it. Wow. You win. You win the internet for today.
Yay!
But only for today. So,
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five coming.
I don't know what he's doing. Just
I think a time
going.
Bomb is.
Yeah,
about to
I'm
go off.
I'm ticking off the seconds, and also my co-host.
Yes.
So, all right, go ahead.
All right.
What?
I mean, that was accurate. So.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Stefan Moeller.
Yay,
Stefan Senpai!
Speaking of Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the subject line of this says, Kumquat. Fast Five questions.
All right.
So, in order to prevent them from threading,
yeah,
Stefan always gives them different subject lines,
right?
Uh-huh.
And that includes just throwing in random words. So this today's is kumquat.
I mean, kumquat is a legitimately funny word.
It's true.
It really is.
Stefan says, "Hello, friends.
Hello."
Apparently, I've been shortchanging you on the preambles in my most recent Fast Fives. So I thought I would take this opportunity to tell you a story about the time I got really drunk at Glory. I drank a lot that night and was regretting it before I made it back to my tent. Anyway, in no particular order, here are some choices for you to make.
Yes.
Fuck. All right.
Question number one. Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Pen for me.
This is a difficult choice because I have a favorite mechanical pencil, however nerdy that might be, but...
Very.
That's pretty
like
fucking nerdy.
Over fucking the top.
Yep.
But also,
on a scale of 1 to nerdy, that's a 12.
Pen behind the ear, pen behind the ear.
Pen behind the ear,
pen behind the ear. Pen behind the ear, pen behind the ear. Pen behind the ear, pen behind the ear. Pen. Good.
I was going to keep going.
No, I know. Sad. So I have to pick pen.
By the way, if any of you don't know what we're talking about, I'm sorry.
More's the pity.
That your life is so boring.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to go back and listen to a few episodes. We've
just Google pen behind the ear and you'll
also that.
And see the enlightenment.
Also that.
Question. So we're all pen on that one, right? Okay. Number two: brick or supply?
Supplies.
That's what I was thinking too.
Brick or
but
supply.
I appreciate a brick joke. And from the cast of Anchorman, Brick is my favorite character. Brick, are you just looking around the office and saying you love things?
I'm going to go with supply, because a brick is a singular thing, whereas the supply, you get more.
You could have a supply of bricks.
Exactly.
Mm. You know how much we've wanted one of those? when I play Catan, I usually go for longest road, which involves having a lot of bricks. So, brick.
All right.
A supply of bricks, if you will.
So, which are you saying?
Brick.
Okay. Question number three.
I don't know that I picked. Hold on.
Yeah?
Yeah, you... I thought you did.
No. I was agreeing with you on the supply thing, but gotcha. I didn't pick it.
Okay. I misunderstood that.
But I was having problems coming up with any, like, other sort of context, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I'm going to stick with supplies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number three. Wing or tail?
Wing or tail?
Where do I prefer to sit in an airplane?
I was thinking the same thing, actually. Yeah. You want to sit in the tail. You want to sit behind the wing, not in front of the wing.
I mean, I want to sit on the wing. Or, like, I want to sit at the wing.
I have no idea what the difference is because I have only sat on an airplane.
You were in pure misery the entire time.
I was.
In front of the wing has more turbulence issues.
Yeah.
Oh.
So says my wife, who is affected by motion sickness more.
Oh.
And so she will vehemently insist that we get a behind the wing seat. Because it is better for her. But the wing, you look out and all you see is wing.
Oh, pardon me. Yes, but also, one, you can watch the different control surfaces on the wing change as you do takeoff and landing.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that's an exit row, so I get tons of leg room and...
There is that.
And I get to feel super special. Because if something bad happens, maybe I'll get to help people.
Oh my god, you are such a, I just, oh my god. This doesn't surprise me at, about you at all. That you fantasize about helping people.
I like it.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's very a you thing.
That, yep. That's him.
All right.
Yeah, I really have no basis for anything on this. So,
yeah.
Wing?
Maybe it's like when you draw an outline of your hand, do you turn it into a wing or do you turn it into like a turkey tail or something?
Ooh.
Huh.
No. You know what? I'm going to go with wings because I like butterflies. Butterflies are pretty.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Question number four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bag.
Or a bag.
Or box.
I have the shopping bag things, but they're actually like you fold the bottom in, and then it's like more boxy, but it's still like a bag.
I'd still call that a bag.
Would you? Huh. Okay, yeah. Then I'm going to go with that. Because those are my favorite fucking containers
ever.
Those
are real good.
Whatever that is, I'm in.
What do you put your booze in? And I usually like to get the cardboard boxes.
I have specifically purchased like 18 of those fucking bag box things.
Yeah.
Because they're the fucking best, and that's what really I put good. My booze in. So if we're deciding that they're bags,
yeah,
then that's what it is.
Okay. I'm going to go with box because I like the artwork on the booze boxes.
The artwork on my box bags is better.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Salsa.
I think I'm going to go box.
Yeah?
Because.
You'd rather be.
Because it has a higher score in Scrabble.
Ooh. Oh, that is a way of making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather be bagged under the eyes than boxed under the eyes.
But I would rather watch competitive boxing than competitive bagging.
Yeah, but I'm going to go to...
No, actually, I really want to see competitive bagging right now. Is that a thing? That needs to be a thing.
Huh.
I would be so amused. Like, if I was done shopping...
I feel like surviving...
And, like, two baggers at the end were just like, I'm going to fucking...
Surviving in California and Minneapolis, especially in the winter, it's probably... Pretty competitive. Yeah, I box. And then, yeah.
Bag.
What do you have to tell us?
What?
About these questions.
I don't know. That there's a fifth one?
Oh, yeah. I thought...
No, that was four.
I thought there was five. I lost track.
No.
Question number five. Oh,
my God, James.
I know. So unprofessional.
This is why I'm in the first chair here. Jesus Christ.
No, question number five. But you're both standing.
It's a metaphor, Jenna.
I have both of the chairs on this side.
It's a metaphor.
And I'm sitting on one of them, and I've got my feet on the other. I have all of the chairs.
By the way, that's why I wear my boots down here.
Well, I already know my answer to the last question.
Okay.
Alone or in a group? Fucking alone. Alone. I prefer to game alone.
Okay.
I prefer to travel alone. I prefer to... Most things alone. The only thing I would prefer to do in a group is do street at fest is in a group rather than alone.
There was actually a local storyteller, comedian, producer of great works in the area here once did like did a friend a day thing, not Tim Wick, and he did one of the friend a day things about me, which is very sweet and very kind.
Aww.
And he once said that a lot of my most creative endeavors come from the conflict that I have as a person between doing things as an individual and doing things in a group.
Interesting.
Because I do, I am super fucking independent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm consistently wanting to collaborate with people.
Yeah.
I really want to say both to this one, but I know that's not an option.
Yeah.
I'm going to say in a group. But it was so sweet. It was just,
I'm going to say in a group because...
Because otherwise, how are you going to find people to help?
That also, too, but yeah. Also 100% of my most favorite stories to tell involve like fucking around as a group of people. So yeah.
But how are you going to piece tie the knitting needles? God
damn it. Weren't you leaving?
Weren't you leaving?
Because there's no way I would have said that. And then it was so much better. And then, like, Rue laughing was making me laugh, and me laughing was making him... It was bad.
So delightful.
It was so bad.
Good. So good.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Yeah. Group.
All right. Now we open up, now that we actually have done all five, James.
Oh. See, fast five.
Oh. Get out.
Trying to decide what to
that was fair.
A decent shot. All right.
Listeners, he just threw a can.
What are you, a juggler?
An empty can at James.
I wouldn't throw one with anything in it. I want to drink that. Stefan says, hello again.
Hello, senpai.
I hope you made the right choices and won't spend the rest of your life embarrassed about it.
Probably
like
not.
I do, thinking about that one time in high school that I confessed my love to a girl who had just ended a relationship with another guy.
Oh, sweetie.
Well, right. That and all the other
who
times.
Who is socially dead.
Oh, God. Oof. Stefan, you gotta learn way quicker than that. He's married now. It's fine.
It's fine.
He figured it out.
He's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay.
They're fine. Yep. He's fine.
So, have some context.
Hey!
Yay, context.
Question number one, pen or pencil? Which writing utensil do you typically use to take notes? Pen.
Pen.
I've started using pen because I really love fountain pens.
I have a tendency to doodle while taking notes.
Uh-huh.
Which is where some of my best... artwork comes from, by the way, is delightful little doodles. But there's something about a pen that feels more like I'm committing more of it to memory as I'm writing with it.
Yeah.
Like a pencil is like, well, I might get rid of that later.
Yeah.
Whereas with a pen, I'm like, nope, now I've got to draw arrows. I'm like more actively engaged in what's happening here. So
something about a pen.
Yeah.
I did order a electronic pen and paper. It's a like a Kickstarter type thing, Indiegogo, I think.
I'm really intrigued by that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did it.
And how is it?
I should be getting it in May.
I would definitely like to.
But like one of the things is I constantly feel like I'm losing pieces of paper.
Uh-huh.
And point the second, like killing trees.
Yeah.
You know, like I go through notebooks like nobody's business.
Stone paper?
What?
Yes.
What?
It is paper made from stone.
Yes.
And the thing is, because it doesn't have a grain, pen doesn't bleed.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's fucking gorgeous, too.
Yeah.
All right.
I really kind of want to get...
Yeah.
Now, apparently, I need stone paper, even though I've already gotten the... Like, pre-ordered this electronic thing.
Yeah, well, but I'm intrigued by this as well. Either way. yes. Okay. So, question number two. Brick or supply?
Supplies.
What do you call that rectangular solid that sits between your laptop and an electrical outlet?
Oh, the power supply.
Okay, so supply for you.
Yeah.
I call it the cord, but if somebody...
Yeah, although I think I...
specifically says that thing, I would probably call it brick.
Right. I think normally I go with power supply.
The thing inside the tower, for me, is a power supply. The thing that has a cord attached to either side of it, I think, is a power brick. It absolutely is a power brick if it's for a phone or something like that. Like one of the like little power bricks.
Oh, the little plug-in things? Yeah,
the little adapters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's but like a laptop one is a these things.
Like
yeah,
I understand either usage.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because I was in tech support, so like I have to because users.
Fuck, that's a good question.
But yeah, I think I just say power cord.
Yeah, that's exactly.
If like most of the time it's just power cord, but I think I've said power supply more than I've said power brick.
I tend to just call it the cord and lump it all together. But if somebody specifically like says, not these parts, specifically this, then I would say that's a brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. Question number three. Huh. Wing or tail? Which airplane engine location do you trust more? Under the wing or on the tail?
Under the wing.
I mean, I feel like under the wing.
I mean, I feel like I trust all of them pretty fucking well, because otherwise I'm not getting on an airplane at all.
Yeah. Also that.
I didn't know that those were locations that engines went, so...
Yeah.
I guess as much as I trust anything else, under the wing, just like as a concept with no other information whatsoever, sounds better to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the only thing I'm basing that response on.
Fuck. I trust them both implicitly. I have to.
I have to go tail because of the design of the A-10 Warthog.
Okay.
Yep.
When I was a young warthog.
Nice.
I mean, thank you. The Warthog also has engines on the wings, but that's beside the point.
But, like, famously.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So does the Bell X-1.
When I was a Bell X-1.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, basically, fighter jets have the tail rocket, and, like, commercial planes have, and like, Boeings have the wings.
Boing.
And I feel like...
Yeah, I'm not singing that one. I don't trust look a at me,
fighter
James.
Plane because it shoots at you. So I'm going wing.
Yeah, right.
I trust an A-10 because so far they have not lost a pilot.
Good.
Airplanes go in the air.
Qantas.
Airplanes travel long distances in shorter amounts of time than like any other form of transportation that we have available to us. Except for like space shuttles and stuff. Like, I suppose those would go faster, but we haven't really made that for commercial travel yet.
Right.
That's what I know about airplanes. I only know what Wikipedia has told me. Continue.
Question number four.
Yeah.
Bag or box? When you pack a lunch to take with you, what do you carry it in?
Ooh,
a lunch bag or a lunch box?
A chunk of Tupperware?
I have,
is that a box?
I think that's a box. Do you ever put your Tupperware in a bag?
Yeah.
Because that's what I do unless I carry a lunchbox.
I have a fabric bag.
Oh. Well, Mr. Garage.
I eat at work an awful lot. My place of employment has a cafeteria that they serve.
Yeah.
They've got like a fucking deli portion and a salad bar and like a grill and like they have entrees that like sometimes have people come in for. But they always have very, because it is a part of the medical industry or insurance or whatever, they very purposefully sell meals that they call fit meals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is possibly the healthiest option for me, because if I were to bring food in to work from home, it would not be healthy. I'd be like, well, I got a few cookies. There's a frozen burrito. That would probably work.
My work cafeteria.
Are these crackers still good? I don't know.
my work cafeteria also has frozen pizza and stuff like that.
But, like, I would say...
Salsa, you work from home. Yep. God damn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I pack my lunch, I put it in a bowl and bring it downstairs.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. No, I use a bag.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think... I'm trying to remember back to the last time I brought a lunch. Is that awful? It was just Tupperware in my laptop bag.
I would call that a bag.
Yeah. All right.
I love my lunchbox because I have like a 1960s, 1970s.
Is it Voltron?
Plastic thermos.
Is it Voltron?
One. Yeah.
James, I have a bento box set under the sink with all the Tupperware and stuff at the
Dibs.
Fuck.
Well, I'm not bringing it to you.
Damn.
And James will probably be at the keep before you are.
Also true, but I still want one.
I'll let you guys fight over it, but yeah.
Well, we know what to get you when we celebrate your birthday.
We don't celebrate my birthday. Are you joking?
I mean, he's 1 year closer to death. Just like,
I mean,
I'm the oldest one here. Back the fuck down. And a smoker. And I don't mean like an occasional smoker. I mean like an actual smoker. Also, I drink like all the time.
I mean, that one goes around here. That one's.
Also, like, I was a single mom for most of my parenting.
Stress alone.
Fair.
Also, did you hear about my schedule this week? Like,
stress alone is.
Yeah, I'm probably. Either I'm going to die before all the rest of you, or I'm going to outlive you all out of sheer stubbornness and way too much shit to get.
Question number five.
Yeah, I thought she was going to outlive us because she was going to murder us herself.
Also probably true. If you keep talking, that's going to happen.
I didn't kill anyone today so far.
So far.
She's got a trophy and everything.
Uh-huh. Right. With a gorilla in. With a rubber orangutan, bitches.
Is there a fifth question, or is it a fast four?
Question number five. Alone or in a group?
Okay.
Which is the better situation to watch an awful movie?
In a group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even I am going to admit that you want to be in a group for this one.
Oh my God. Some wars.
You need to MST the fuck out of this.
Fucking Prince Charming Christmas, whatever that bullshit was.
Yeah, the Christmas Prince was so
bad. Oh my God.
The best part about watching a bad movie is inflicting
Ginger Dead 3, the disco.
Shit.
Yes.
Thanksgiving 3, the explanation of why there's no Thanksgiving 2.
Yeah.
Zombie strippers.
That was awful.
Oh, that was really
Zombie
bad.
Strippers was a really bad one.
Oh, my God.
Lumberjack Man.
Yes.
Ice Pirates is such a good bad movie.
Oh, yeah, but that one's marvelous.
But it's wonderful. Yeah. It's not like a good bad movie. It's a good
Either way,
bad movie.
Brandon and I are going to watch Birdemic.
Oh, God.
I might be single next week, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, can you...
She's very patient.
James, before you do that, can you wash all of the dishes and shuffle my wok before you...
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
What I mean to say is, I love you, sweetheart.
We wrap this up by saying, hope you enjoyed them, and don't worry about the kumquat tag in the subject. I try to give a unique identity... Oh, my God!
I called it!
I absolutely didn't read this in advance, so this is... don't worry about the kumquat tag in the subject. I tried to give a unique identifier to each of my Fast Five so they don't get threaded by Salsa's Gmail! No, we were on the same wavelength there, Stefan.
Awesome kumquat is...
Sometimes it's the theme, sometimes it's not. Keep up the funny... Oh, Stefan.
Oh, low bar.
That is that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to send in a Fast Five, that's right, you, please send in two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Send in two emails, one with nothing but the five choices, and the second one, repeat the choices, and then give us the context. We only have one left at the moment, so please get those sent in.
Yes,
Mav.
Called the fuck out.
Look.
Yes.
Also, there's a few of you who used to send in Fast Fives who have been slacking recently, so you probably get on
Pedantic
that.
Eric.
Also that. Yeah. Where's he been?
Yeah.
I don't
think he likes me anymore because I kept fucking with him on not pedantic stuff.
I made peace with that.
We had a thing. It was amusing.
Serious?
I bet he's forgotten about
anything.
It. Ooh, yeah.
Speaking of which, we should get some more scotch in this place.
We'll figure that out.
Anything to plug?
Die Laughing?
That's
my life.
Fearless Presents.
Yes, Fearless Presents is going to have Fantastic Voyage in there. Yes. Amazing. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Also, Fearless Lab and Double Blind this month. I am super fucking excited for both of those things.
Usually for Double Blind, I volunteer to run the box office, and this month I was like, nah.
You know, you might be doing...
I've got all the dialogue. I still plan on being there for Double Blind, because fucking Double Blind.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't need to be running anything else this month.
Yeah, I feel like you might be all right.
I still need to go, because it's going to be fantastic. Yes. The lineup is good.
I am very excited about their lineup.
Yeah.
Shit.
Do we want to do a just brief, like, titles of the things that we're in at Die Laughing?
Not this week.
Okay.
The polls are still coming in.
That's fine.
I am actively being asked.
I'm working mine out too.
All right.
Right now the only one I know about is White Male Privileged Dancers.
I'll probably
which I got my dress for that today.
Oh shit, I saw it. It's so good.
Yeah.
High five.
Everybody's gonna be jealous. Boom.
In that case, I will get this I Hate Hamlet onto the website.
Thank you.
Other than that, it's gonna be Die Laughing, and that's going to be our life.
That's just it for a while now. That's what we're doing this month.
I'm so fucking pumped.
I'm tired. I'm just tired.
Thank you so very much for listening, everyone. Yeah. We are going to get out of here in a reasonable time because it's already late because there was a meeting.
I'm tired.
And so we're going to get out of your ear holes already. Thank you so very much for listening. On behalf of James and Jenna and myself, eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Cha, 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 cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.